Back here on today's Manly Radio Sports Page, we're joined now by the head coach of the Central College men's wrestling team, Landon Williams. Coach Williams, appreciate you rejoining us here on the program to talk through some Dutch men's wrestling. And since we last talked, the season's only seemed to get better for the Dutch, who find themselves well within that top 20 of teams here going into the regional qualifier. How have things been going from your perspective?
It's been good. Obviously, we got some good opportunities to kind of test ourselves throughout the year and push ourselves, you know, with our conference opponents and then going to the national duels. I think we're going to end up, you know, being kind of right around, you know, second in the conference, you know, tied with Co for that. And then, like you said, I think probably around top 15, top 20 in the country, which is a good start, you know. But, I mean, our biggest focus now is preparing this week and getting ready for the regionals next week, you know, because obviously top three at each weight go to the nationals, and that's been the goal all year. You know, everything we've been doing is preparing us to wrestle our best with 10 guys at the regional qualifier.
And looking at this team too, a lot of good experience going into this too. I know, as you mentioned, the American Rivers Conference is a tough one. You also had a little bit of a big stage performance as well with the Iowa PBS televising the match against Luther, which was, I know, the crowded place for that one, and in a highly ranked matchup there. Just looking at kind of the things that have prepared you guys for regionals, what's kind of stood out to you in that process of the way that the guys have handled that preparation for the big matches here that'll be coming up that determine whether or not they go to the national meet?
Yeah, that's the goal, is to make sure, you know, they're battle tested, and our goal is to go out there and find guys that, you know, could put us in those situations that we're going to run into in the postseason and learn from them, right? Regardless of the result of some of those matches or even situations, like, we want to be there. We want to feel it. We want to see it. And so we can go to the practice room and work on the things so we can come out on the good end of it at the regionals. But obviously when we're creating our schedule, we put ourselves into positions to prepare for that postseason and prepare for wrestlers all over the country. And I think we did a good job of that.
And looking at this team too, here in year number one for you leading the Central Men's Wrestling Program going into this, I know that you've got a lot of experience as a coach, but first time as the head coach too. This is a group that has a good mixture of that veterans who've been in this situation before, as well as guys who are stepping into this level of competition here with national qualifiers for the first time in their collegiate careers, things like that. As a coach, having a group that has that level of experience where there's experience and inexperience as well, what's that been like in that preparation process too?
Obviously, we look at it by case basis. You know, obviously, we got freshmen that are going to be in the lineup wrestling for the first time in the regional all the way, and, you know, through some transfers to some seniors. So we work with each individual on their preparation and what they need. And by this time, you know, obviously I'm a new coach here, but, like, I know our guys well enough to know exactly what they need and to prepare them. So that's kind of been a fun process of getting to know these guys and putting in a bunch of different lineups to kind of figure out who that 10 we feel will give us our best opportunity to get the most qualified, you know, for Providence.
And again, we're talking to Landon Williams, head coach of the Central College men's wrestling team. And with that regional qualifier, it's over in Cedar Rapids. And just being able to go over there, it's a little bit closer to home, right? You're not having to go super far away for that. But if you could, for listeners who've maybe never been to the regional qualifier, maybe just kind of outline what regional qualifiers look like in terms of how wrestlers had to mentally prepare for those, that day that they're trying to get qualified, and those matches with a shorter turnaround maybe.
Yeah, I mean, so our qualifier is the Lower Midwest, which is, you know, the American Rivers Conference, and then, you know, the Southern schools and a few Illinois schools. But it's a two-day tournament, Friday, Saturday. You know, you'll start in the morning, I think around 11, and then wrestle it to a point, and then you gotta, you know, get your weight off and go wrestle the next day. And obviously each weight will be contested, and the top three at every weight qualify for the national tournament. And so that brings some challenges, right? Because honestly, what do you do all year? Prepare you from a seating standpoint, but if you're not the top three at each weight on that given day, right, the outcome's, you know, not what you want. So, like, we're working on that, you know, to make sure our guys are, you know, healthy and hungry and ready to give it all they got for 7, 8, 9 minutes, whatever it takes, to battle. And I think we are prepared, and we've been putting our wrestlers into these situations all year so we can be prepared for that, because, like I said, those Friday and Saturdays will be a good opportunity for guys to kind of jump that level.
And I know you have a little bit of experience with this as a former wrestler yourself, and now as a coach, and now with these guys as well. But you go into those meets, and you do try to do some of that throughout the season where you have multiple matches in a day, things like that. But, you know, I mentioned the Luther one specifically. You're wrestling just once that day, trying to win your specific battle to help the team out in that one. This one's a much different one where you're wrestling maybe 2, 3 times in a day as you try to wrestle for that regional spot or in that regional championship to get to the nationals. What's that mentality like as a wrestler? How does it kind of change your preparation when you're going from one match to now potentially multiple matches in a day to stay both physically and mentally in the right headspace for those types of matches?
Yeah, obviously we have processes in place to kind of navigate that, but obviously it's just talking about, you know, not making it bigger than it is and taking one match at a time and being able to get back up for that matches, you know, whether hopefully it's on the front side, but if it, for some reason it you fall on the backside, you know, figuring out the net, you know, letting what happened be in the past, and next match is the most important match. And like I said, there's multiple different ways to qualify for that tournament, but, you know, whether it's on the front side or the back side, but we will be prepared and they will know the processes in place to give their best effort.
And I know that these meets could be really exciting, so I'm going to give you a chance to kind of plug it too for not just the Pella community, but our Central Wrestling fans as well that maybe are kind of on the fence about making the trip to Cedar Rapids to watch it. I know it's not super far away, but just what would be your word to fans to make the trip to Cedar Rapids for the national qualifier?
I mean, I think it's just, you know, if you're looking for a great wrestling experience, you know, they do a great job in Cedar Rapids. You know, the American Rivers Conference hosts it. And, I mean, not many places are you going to have 6 top 15, top 20 teams going at it just to qualify for the national tournament. So it's going to be a little mini nationals, you know. And like I said, there's going to be highly ranked matches and, you know, some previews of what you will see, you know, in Roanoke – or not Roanoke, Providence going forward. But great event, and the good part is it's not that far.
Again, that was Landon Williams, head coach of the Central College men's wrestling team, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.